Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And I am going to talk to you today about the reasons why you need to eliminate your debt, because I want you to remove the middleman. There is a middleman in your life, and that middleman is getting all of the rewards and reaping all of the benefits of the life that you should actually be living. And it's called interest. Interest, that's right. Interest is the number one thing that is a predictor of who will be wealthy and who will not. And if you are paying bills like credit cards, if you have loans, God forbid if you have payday loans and some of those really advanced and predatory type loans, then what you are doing is you are making someone else rich. You have given them the opportunity to take your money, to take your promise, and then go out into the marketplace and build wealth on it. And what I want you to do is take your power back. The reason is this, because everybody who understands wealth and everybody who understands wealth building understands this, that your money can make more money for you than you can ever make for it. Or let me say this a different way. Your money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. So I want you to think about the job that you have right now where you are earning money. That job could be at the steel mill. That job could be at the post office. That job can be in an office building. That job could be at your home. You could be a driver. You could be any of those things, any of the things that you do. You could be a teacher. You could be a police officer. Just whatever it is that you do to earn money. Now, I want you to think about how many hours a day you spend doing that job. If you're like most of us, then you physically are working 8 hours a day. Let's just talk about that right now. You're physically working 8 hours a day, 52 weeks out of the year. Now, let's just say you get a 2-week vacation. So if you're working 8 hours a day for 50 weeks of the year, let's just go there, 8 hours a day for 50 weeks of the year, then you are working 2,000 hours per year. 2,000 hours, all right? Now, let's take your job that you have and the income that you make. So let's say you make $50,000 a year. Then what's happening is if you make $50,000 a year, you have to, and you're working 2,000 hours, then you are making $25 an hour. All right, $25 an hour. I want to put this down in very, very simple terms. So you have to make work 22,000 hours a year at $25 an hour to make $50,000 a year. That's you working hard. Now let me throw in everything else that you have to do. You're not just working the 2,000 hours. You actually have to get up. You have to get dressed. You have to go to the job in most cases. So I'm going to add in 2 hours of prep time each day, 2 hours of prep time each day. So not only are you working for 8 hours, you actually have to prep and get there. And for some people, it takes even longer, but I'm just going to keep it simple. And I'm going to say 10 hours a day are spent either working or preparing to work. So if it's 10 hours a day, and that's 50 weeks out of the year, then you are actually working even more than the 2,000 hours, okay? So you're working 10 hours a day. That's 5 days out of the week. And that is 50 weeks out of the year. Then you are actually working 2,500 hours for those $50,000, all right? So now if we take into account the fact that you made $50,000 and it took you 2,500 hours to get that, now you just got a drop in pay to $20. What I want to show you how to do is to increase your return. When you take your money and you pay off your debt and you let your money work for you, your money can earn this same $50,000 much faster than you can. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Samantha Thomas. We'll be right back. WVON.
The WVON lineup, chat room, blogs, photos, podcasts, and more on the World Wide Web at WVON.com.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Trying to prevent you from living check to Monday. Yes, that's when you get paid on Friday and you broke by Monday. We know Friday happened. Now here we are on Monday, and if it's not what you want it to be, guess what? You could still be free. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And today's topic is your money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Your money will work harder for you. Not can, it will, if you let it. You know, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Ephesians 3 and 20. And it says, God will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you can ever ask or imagine, according to his power at work in you. See, it's that according to part. That means the power has to work. And you get to choose whether it works or not. Nothing in this life really is forced upon you except dying and paying taxes. Those are two things that everybody will have to do at some point. Everything else is your choice. You get to choose. And you get to choose the quality of life that you want to have. So whether or not your money gets to work for you harder than you can ever work for it, it's not a matter of can it. It will, but you have to give it the power. You have to let it do that. So we've already talked about if you make $50,000 a year, all right, and you work 8 hours a day, then you are working for 2,000 hours of the year, but you also have to prep to go to work and come home. I'm just only going to give you an hour going and an hour coming back home. Now, I know it's more than an hour because you have to wake up, brush your teeth, put your clothes on, take a shower, you know, do all of that stuff. I kind of went out of order there. You have to get in your car, drive. Even if you work from home, there is some prep time. You don't just wake up out of the bed and start working. Well, I have done that. But you really shouldn't do that. You should get up and prep and get yourself together, get something to eat. You know, you should prepare for your work day. So most people, especially if you're working outside of the home, you have to get there. So there's an hour going and an hour coming back. So I'm going to say that's another 2 hours. That means you are now working and or preparing to work 2,500 hours of the year. 2,500 of your hours are spent either working or preparing to work. That is more than a third of your entire waking time, all right? That's more than a third of your entire waking time. So you're spending more than 33% of your time working, thinking, and probably trying to figure out how to get out of this rat race of a life. And if you're bringing home $50,000, then if you only count the work hours, they're paying you roughly $25 an hour. But if you add in the preparation time, then realistically, you're only making about $20 an hour. All right? Now, it's going to take you 2,500 hours to do that. But if you take your extra money, where are you going to get your extra money from? I'm glad you asked. Here's your extra money. After you take 10% of your take-home pay and you tithe, everybody knows I talk about the 10, 10, 30, 50. The first 10% you tithe. And people say, well, do you tithe off your gross or your net? I'm talking about your net. You cannot tithe off the money you did not get. Not technically. Because what I'm dealing with is real numbers, and I can't deal with the number that you did not get. So I tell people, like I told, you know, what I said. I had a conversation with God. We had a meeting in the boardroom. I said, look here, I'm going to give you 10% of what I got. You're going to have to get the rest from FICA them, because I didn't get that part. You know, that's just what it was. I was broke down under the ground trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B. Now, eventually, I started tithing off of everything that came in the business, even before I had to pay out for resources and things like that, but I had to graduate to that point. So what I'm saying to you to start today, you got to take 10% of what you get, all right? And if you are, you know, sold out for Jesus Christ or, you know, whatever, you want to tithe off your gross, then you take the difference out of your 30% or your 50%. And I'm going to tell you what that is in a minute. So the first 10% you tithe, the next 10% you save. All right. That's non-negotiable. The next 30% is your spending money for groceries, gas, hair, nails, all of that stuff. And the remaining 50% is in your checking account for your bills, your light bill, your gas bill, your rent, your car note, all of those things, your student loans, your extra money has to come out of the bills or the spending money. That means you have to decrease some stuff. You have to stay out the club. You have to stay out the mall. You have to stay off the gambling boat. You have to, because I want you to learn how to make this money work for you. And I'm going to teach you right after this break. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. It's 1230. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Samantha Thomas. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Sync your life with Denise Wiggins and Lip Sync Cosmetics. Do you need extra cash? Want to start a home-based business known around the globe? Do you want to join a sisterhood that is growing by leaps and bounds? Then become a Lip Sync Cosmetic Ambassador. Visit www.lipsyncosmetics.com. That's www.lipsynkcosmetics.com. And submit your ambassador application today.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. Your money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Let me repeat, your money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. So the goal is to find all of your extra money. Extra money, it is money that is in excess of needs. And until you become financially independent, you want to be realistic and you want to minimize what you perceive to be a need. Now, in a previous show, I spoke about, or in another show, I spoke about the five F's that will keep you from becoming financially free. And I'm going to explore more of those F's this coming Friday or on a future show or in another show. But I talked about the five F's. And the first F was feelings. The things that you are attached to are emotional. Let me repeat, the things that you are attached to are emotional. One of your goals is to become super rich. And super rich is the state of needing nothing. Now, it doesn't mean that you have nothing, but it means that you do not suffer from material illness. Material illness is what you have when a material thing's presence gives you pleasure and its absence gives you pain. Let me repeat. Material illness is what you have when a material thing's presence gives you pleasure and its absence gives you pain. So there was nothing wrong with enjoying a material thing. The problem comes in when you feel less than, depressed, beneath, below, underneath, or down and out if the thing is absent. So let me give you an example. I absolutely love, and I'm not trying to give them a plug, but I like the Lexus car. I'm actually now getting kind of attached to the Cadillac truck, but that's a whole nother story. Let's talk about my Lexus, okay? I was in love with this car. It was cream with the gold trim. It was what I wanted. It had the little brown, rose-ish kind of tint. The drop top. No, it didn't have a drop top. It had the sunroof top. I felt like it was a drop top because when the air just came down on top of my head, I thought I was doing it. But I was living check to Monday. And when I finally hit rock bottom and was on food stamps and everything else that you can imagine, and I found peace with zero, and I made the decision to file bankruptcy, my attorney, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, did my bankruptcy. She said, "Do you want to keep your car?" She said, "I have a way you can keep the car." I could have gotten potentially the 722 redemption. I could have caught up on the payments. I would have found a way by any means necessary. They would have allowed me to keep my car, and they would have decreased the monthly payment so that the new payment would match the value of the car. What I told her is, no, I don't want it. If I'm going to get rid of debt, I'm getting rid of all debt. I'm not about to be attached to anything that's going to have me in bondage. And I drove instead my, I think it was a 2001 BMW. Now, don't get excited. The Joker did not have windows that rolled up automatically. As a matter of fact, I think the windows got stuck. I literally had to roll the window up. You know, you have to turn the little handle on the side of the door. And I think it didn't work. There was no air. And it was 200 degrees in Chicago that summer. I remember days being in that car, not knowing if it was going to make it to my next destination with my husband and my three children in the car. Now, I could have kept the Lexus that had a car note that was beautiful and classy. And when I pulled up, people wanted to know my name. And I wanted to tell them. I wanted to pass out tickets. You understand? That's how much I thought I had it going on. But I was no longer attached to material things. So we had the old BMW, and it had no air, and it had manual everything. And then we also had, I think it was a 1997 Toyota Camry. You had to get in the car on the passenger side if you were the driver, okay? You had to get in the car on the passenger side and then scoot over or climb over the middle to get to the driver's side. Those are the two cars that I drove. I was detached from material things. I no longer had material illness. And guess what? I didn't feel bad. Child, I drove around in those two raggedy cars like I was driving a Bentley, okay? Because I had my peace. And that's where you want to get to. So I freed up my cash flow because at that particular time, I didn't know where the money was going to come from or when it was going to come. I had connected with Russell Simmons' office. They had offered me the position to run a national campaign. So my dream of being the Black Susie Orman was coming true. But oh, guess what? The recession hit. There was no funding for my initiative. Guess what? I decided to work anyway. So I worked for free. I filed bankruptcy. I was on food stamps. I drove a raggedy hoopty. And I was at peace. So when I talk to you about disconnecting from dollar signs, and disconnecting from the things that you have and getting rid of material illness, I'm not talking about something that I read in a book. I'm not talking about something that the Bible said. I'm telling you what I know from experience. And what I am telling you is if you don't have enough money, if you are not financially independent, then the change starts with you. And it is an internal change. Now, it's not easy to get there, but with help, you can. You're going to have to get rid of haters, blockers, naysayers, energy drainers, crabs in a barrel, Negroes, color people, whatever it is, whatever they are, whatever you call them, because we got all kind of words now. We can't say the N-word, but people still walking around acting like it. I'm just saying. People are acting like all kind of things of all colors, nationalities, and races. Whatever they are, if they are not good for you, you're going to have to get rid of them. Because getting rid of this so that your money can start to work harder for you is probably going to be one of the toughest things that you ever do in your lifetime. But I'm here to help you. I'm going to tell you how much money that money is going to make working for you instead of you working for it. But first, we have to take a break. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We're going to take a break for traffic and weather with Samantha Thomas. We'll be right back. WVON.
The WVON lineup, chat room, blogs, photos, podcasts, and more on the World Wide Web at WVON.com.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And I want to tell you how your money will make more money working for you than you can ever work for it. So I want to give you an example. I'm going to give you two examples. So you have to find your extra money. And your extra money comes from all of the things that you think you need that you really don't need. Okay? So you want to make some calculated sacrifices. It doesn't mean that you will be without these things forever. It simply means that you're going to put a strategy in place so that your money can work for these things and you won't have to. You want your money to work for these things so you won't have to. Now, there's two ways to accomplish this. One is to establish a home-based business. So when you do certain things, you can get your money back, like talk on your cell phone, travel, go out to eat. If you turn those into business activities, you get your money back. So that's increasing your cash flow. Now that you're getting your money back, you are actually enjoying the things in life. I travel everywhere, Brazil, Europe, Hawaii, you name it. It's always business. So I get my money back. Now you want that money to work hard for you. So you're going to disconnect from dollar signs and disconnect from material things and disconnect from the emotional attachment that you have to think for things. Because the first 10% you tie, the next 10% you save, the next 30% is spending money for groceries, gas, hair, and nails, and the remaining 50% stays in your checking account for your bills. So your goal is to decrease all of your bills that have interest attached to them. That's your credit cards, your car note, your mortgage, if you can decrease that, your student loans, your payday loans, any loans that you have. Now, let's say you're able to free up an extra $500. Let me tell you how your money is going to work harder for you than you can ever work for it. If you don't do anything with that money, if you put it under the mattress, then you're going to have $30,000 in 5 years. But if you put it in a moderate income gaining instrument, like a mutual fund, at 5% interest, you will have $34,000. So that money is going to make $4,000 just because you put it in the right instrument. If you put it in a slightly more aggressive instrument, earning 10%, then you're going to have $38,000. That's $8,000 that you're going to now earn. Now, here's the alternative. Either you're going to make that $8,000 or your creditors will. You get to decide. And as a matter of fact, your creditors are charging you 26% and 15% and 19%. So I want you to make this money. Now, in 10 years, this same $500, if you kept it under a mattress, it would be $60,000 at 5% interest in a moderate instrument like a mutual fund or something like that. You'll have $77,000. So that's $17,000 more than you just keeping it in a mattress. Or if at 10%, you'd have $102,000. Now that's $40,000. That's almost a whole year of working. And it's more money that you're actually going to have, because if you make $50,000 a year, you don't get $50,000. You get $30,000 or $35,000. And if you don't get your money back, it's even less than that. Now, let's talk about a bigger number. Let's talk about $2,500. Yes, I'm talking about freeing up your debt, freeing up your mortgage, all of that. At $2,500, in 5 years, you'll have $170,000. That's $170,000. That's more than, that's almost 3 years of salary, and you didn't have to do anything. It's working harder for you, but it gets better than that. In 10 years, if it's 10%, that's $193,000. But let me tell you what happens in 20 years. For all you people who are out there, you're 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old. At some point, you got to retire. You're going to need an income for life. In 20 years, at 5%, you have $1 million, $1,027,000. And at 10%, you have $1.8 million. That's money working harder for you than you can ever work for it. So you got to get in the game of letting your money work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Then I'm going to teach you how to flip that money over so it will never disappear, and you can pass it on from one generation to the next. Go to my website at lynnrichardson.com. Click Get Help Now. If you are struggling, you need the 21 Days to Financial Freedom, the Home-Based Business Class, or Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. Follow me at Lynn Richardson or at Lynn Millionaire. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.